Accession number 27259, Mr. Peter Little, Reel 1. Could you tell me when and where you were born, Mr. Little?
It's Finchley.
And what was your date of birth?
9th of the 2nd, 1920.
And could you tell us a bit about your family background? You know, what your parents did for a living and the family?
Well, my father worked for the electricity board. My mother was, well, just at home, you know. And that's about it.
And was it a comfortable background? What do you remember about your childhood?
Oh yes, quite comfortable.
Just tell us a bit about it.
Sorry.
It's all right. Was it a comfortable? Where were you living? What sort of house were you in?
Oh, we was in a terraced house on Field Road.
Was it a comfortable upbringing? I mean, did your dad, was he in regular employment?
Oh, yes. With the local council, had the electricity company then, and before it was, went onto the board. And he was in pretty good work, you know.
And what about your education? Tell us about a bit about that.
Well, I just went to the same school all the time.
School was that?
The older school at East Finchley.
And how well did you do there?
Well, I got up to 11 plus, but I was fed up with school. I left at 14.
What was it about school you didn't like? What subjects, or was it just all of it?
Well, it's a job to remember now which subjects I didn't really like, but
was there any you did like?
Oh yes.
What did you like?
Geometry, history, woodwork and metalwork, science, but apart from that, maths, I wasn't very keen on those at all.
Now, what about outside of school? Were you interested in sport or any other big hobbies?
Not school, really, sport really, but I joined the Scouts.
Well, tell us about that. What did you do with the Boy Scouts? Where were you based and what did you do with them?
I was based at East Finchley, just around the corner from where I lived. I was there as a scout, then a rover scout.
So what would you do? What sort of activities did you do with the scouts? Because they've changed a bit since then.
Well, it was mostly camping. Every weekend, starting at Easter right around to, well, after the summer, you know, we used to go camping.
And where would you go?
Well, Wales, Cornwall, New Forest, places like that.
So who would pay for that, or was it financed by the...
Oh, we pay for that.
Your parents,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Where was the scout hut, or was it in one of the churches?
No, that was round the corner, and actually we built it ourselves.
Is that the one just at the end of... Because you lived on Elmfield Road, didn't you? Was
yes.
It, there's a little scout hut just at the end of it still.
Yes, well, at the end of New Trinity Road.
That's it, yes, yeah, sorry.
Yes, we actually built that.
Tell us about that. How did you build it? I mean, that's pretty good, because it, you know, it's still up there now.
Yes. Well, the hall itself, we had that built, but the rest of it, we had already built that. We thought we couldn't conquer the job like that, you know, so we had that done.
And what would you do when you went to the hall? What sort of activities in there on Scout Night?
Well, gym mostly. And we used to put on concerts. And
did you play an instrument?
No. I'm tone deaf.
Did they do all these badges and things, are they?
Oh, yes. Yes, quite a few badges. Which ones now? I can't remember now.
Now, you left school in what, 1934, when you were 14?
Well, 14, yeah.
So what job did you, what was your first job?
Well, I tried to join the gas board, but that was a very popular job then, and I had to wait 2 years.
So what did you do in those 2 years?
Plumbing. I went with a builder as a plumber's mate.
And what was that like? What did you actually do as a plumber's mate in those days? Because it's all changed now, you know.
Yes, yes.
What did you do then as a plumber's mate?
Well, I was general dog's body. I used to do everything. It was a good insight, though, and a good start for the gas board, really, because...
Now, you got a job for the gas board in what, about 1936?
Yes.
What were you working for them as?
As a fitter's mate.
A boiler fitter, boiler maker? What?
No, well, more or less apprentice.
Apprentice fitter?
Yes,
yeah. And what did that entail? What were you learning? What did you have to learn as a gas fitter?
Well, there's quite a bit of plumbing involved, but with the gas fitter, it was mostly pipe work and fixing cookers and appliances, and we had to do city and guilds exams. I did up to grade two, and then the war came.
Now, what do you remember? Were you did you follow? Were you aware of the approach of war? I mean, did you follow what was going on?
Oh yes, we knew it was on its way.
And what do you remember about it? It's the day war broke out, September the 3rd. What do you remember about that?
Well, actually, I was with the scouts up at Finchley Memorial Hospital, filling sandbags. And we did several little jobs up there to help out, you know. And
what kind of things?
Well... moving beds around for them and furniture and
What were you doing with the sandbags? You just explain what you were doing.
We were building those up outside the doors and windows, you know, for a blast. Oh, and another job, we are going around digging air raid shelters.
Well, tell me about how would you dig an air raid shelter then? Was this for the Andersons?
Yes, the Andersons. We had to dig a big pit out and then assemble the Anderson shelter inside it and throw all the dirt back on top.
And did you have one in your own garden?
Yes, yes.
And what were they like inside? When you went in, I know you volunteered fairly early, so before the bombing started, but what were they like inside?
Well, quite damp. Weren't nice at all. But I suppose it's better than nothing, you know. Not that I was in there a lot.
Now, that's because you volunteer. Now, tell me the background to you volunteering, because there's quite a story about that, isn't there?
Well, in the Scouts, they were asking for volunteers to join the Navy as signalmen and telegraphers. I volunteered as a signalman.
Now, why? I mean, you know, because you could have waited until you were called up.
Well, I knew I'd be called up in a few months' time, and I didn't want to go in the army.
Now, why not? What was wrong with the army?
I didn't fancy it. I thought it would be more cushy in the Navy.
Had your dad been in the army, or you know?
Oh yes, my dad was. Yes.
In the First World War.
Yes.
And what had he told you? Had he put you off it, or?
Not really. No, no. He was quite proud of it, really. You know.
But you still fancied the Navy, rather?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, so that was you did that. You went to Royal Arthur first,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah.
You were called up to go to Royal Arthur.
Yeah.
Now, that's at Skegness, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
And it's a shore station.
Oh, yes.
Now, what do you remember?
Old Batman's holiday camp.
Now, what do you remember of the trip down there? Because I don't know whether you'd done much travelling on your own.
No, I hadn't. No, I remember going up to King's Cross and getting a train up to Skegness. But we had to change at Peterborough, I remember that. And we got up there after dark. It was a cold, miserable night. And we humped onto the lorry there waiting for us. Of course, I picked up quite a few other blokes on the way, you know. And they took us onto Skegness holiday camp.
And how were they treating you? Because you were civilians, but you were going to be in the Navy then. Yes. How did they treat you? Were there a lot of shouting, or were they sympathetic? What was it like?
No, they were quite sympathetic, really, because they were mostly old and regular Navy petty officers that had been called up for the war again, you know. And they were all right.
Now, what about your kitty now? Do you remember that? What were you kitted out with?
Well, we only got half a kit, really. I didn't have much. And
what did they give you? Can you remember?
I remember I didn't have any jerseys, so we had to wear a sports shirt back to front until they put some in stock. Navy overcoats, they didn't have any of those, so they gave us some civilian overcoats, navy blue ones. They had no oilskins for us, so we had some civilian mechs. It was all mate do, you know. It was but within a few months we had
We're interested in HMS Royal Arthur. What were the you were in chalets, were you? Or
yes.
What were the chalets like? Can you describe them? I know you might think everyone knows, but they have changed in Bullens, you know. What were the chalets?
They were just wooden chalets with a wash basin in them. No, they didn't have wash basins, no. Just wooden chalets with a bed in, a two-seater bunk, with boards up the centre, so we were separated. And the washrooms were separate. We had to go out to the washrooms.
Now, how well heated were they? Because this is December, isn't it? December 1939.
There's no heating whatsoever. Not anywhere in the camp. But in the washhouses, they had some coke braziers burning to stop them freezing up. And we used to go and sit round those, and I'm afraid several of the blokes got killed sitting round like that, the fumes. So it wasn't nice at all.
Now, we sort of look at your training. What was a typical day like? I mean, I know there's no such thing, but how would a day start for you then? During your basic training, this is when you were just first arrived at Royal Arthur. You were there about 4 months from the look of things.
Yes, yes. That's because I was a signalman, you see. And normally it would only be a few weeks.
How would the day start?
Well, we would it's tough to remember now.
It's all right.
Used to fall in, and we were all split up into classes. We would fall in classes, and
well, before we get, let's look at it another way. What was the food like there? Because you'd never been in the services. No. Well, what was the food like?
I can't say that it was really bad. You know, it's eatable.
Nothing special,
either way.
Right. No. What were you learning in the classrooms?
Flag signals and Morse code, semaphore, and things like that.
Now, let's start with flag signals. What was it to learn? Can you explain the system? What was it you were learning?
Well, there's a flag code we used to have to make up the signals and take them up to the masthead. And
did you find that easy to learn all these signals?
Well, it's a matter of remembering, really. But it took a lot of getting used to. You know, there's very few of them I remember now.
And what about Morse? Because that's a whole system in itself. Yeah, How did you learn Morse?
Well, we had the old key and just used to tap it out.
And how did you take to Morse? Because some people find it difficult, some people find it easy.
Very difficult. I wasn't good on that at all. Consequently, later on, that's why I changed over to the seaman branch. Although I did go to sea as a signalman.
What about semaphore? How were you at that?
Oh, that's all right. The old flags, you know. But I couldn't remember much of it now.
But you didn't have so much trouble with that?
No.
Now, what else were you learning besides signalling? I mean, did you do any seamanship at all?
Oh, yes, we had to.
Tell us about your seamanship training.
No, not much, actually, in the seamanship. It was more drill, you know.
Foot drill? Marching?
Marching.
How did you take to that? You'd not done it before. You'd done a bit in the Boy Scouts, perhaps, but how did you take to it?
No, marching and scouts.
So what did you think of drill?
I didn't go much on it because I wasn't used to wearing those big boots. And I remember particularly the iron heels, you know, and wearing those down. I was surprised how quickly they wore down.
Did you understand the point of so much drill at the time?
Well, not really. But, of course, I thought we was going in ships, you know, we wouldn't do much marching, but...
Now, what else were you learning? PT?
Oh, yes, PT.
Tell us about the PT. What sort of physical training did you do?
Well,
were you on route marches, or was it gym work, or what was it?
Nearly every day you had a route march from the camp down into the village and back again.
And what else? Assault course?
Oh, no, nothing like that. No.
And what about any rifle, any learning to shoot rifles and things like that?
No, not then, no.
And what about actual seamanship, knots and splices, rowing cutters, things like that?
No, well, I didn't because I was a signalman, you see.
So you didn't do any?
No.
Now, how did you get on with the other lads there? You know, the other lads who joined with you, how did you get on with them?
Oh, well, we was all in the same boat, you know, we got on quite well, really.
Was there any bullying?
Oh, no, none of that.
Did you make any special friends? You know, people you kept in touch with, or just
none of kept in touch with.
And what about the petty officers? You know, the instructors. What were they like?
Well, as I say, most of you retired, come back into the service, and they were. You know, strict, but they were quite good. No, none of this regimental army.
Did they know the stuff?
Yes. Well, they had to for the time they'd served, you know.
Now, anything happened while you were there? Anything you remember? Any stories that give us an idea what life was like there?
Well, as I say, with that cold, you know, We had quite a spate of illness. And nearly every day there was a young carriage going down the road to the cemetery. You know, we had to.
And what were they dying from? Was this from the inhaling the gases from the stoves, or was this pneumonia?
That was, but it was mostly pneumonia related stuff. because it was so cold, you know.
Did you get ill?
I didn't know. I can thank my scouts training, I think, because I put up with a lot that the other ones didn't, you know. They never had anything like that. Never been away from home or...
Now, was there a sort of exam or passing out you had to do when you finished at Royal Arthur? Because you finished on, what, 10th of April, it says here.
Oh, yes.
Was there a passing out?
Oh, yes, we had a... Well, not a parade or anything like that, but it was just an exam.
And how'd you do?
Fear.
You don't remember much about that.
No.
So what happened next? Is that you seem to have gone to Portsmouth. That's Victory, the barracks, isn't it?
Yes, I went down to Portsmouth. And I got drafted to a private motor yacht, the Milani. That was owned by old Tom Sopwith, the aeroplane bloke.
Now, why were you sent for help on a private motor yacht?
Well, it had been taken over by the Navy, and so it was Navy. But, we had to go over to Dunkirk and usher the boats back from there.
Well, tell us about that. What do you remember about that trip on the Malawi? That was the 3rd of June to the 14th of June. It's during the Dunkirk the fag end of it. What do you remember of that trip?
I know I didn't get in very well with signals. And I was the only signal on the board. And being my first ship, you know, it was a pretty horrible experience, really.
What do you remember? Tell us a bit about it. How did things go wrong?
Well, for instance, once when we were going into New Haven Harbour, the signal was flying up there on the flag staff, and I couldn't decipher it, what it was. And then they sent some other signal up. Anyway, it said we were standing into danger because the harbour had been mined that day. And
and you didn't spot it?
No, well. A Jersey potato boat had gone in just in front of us, and that had been sunk. And we had to shove our boat out and pick up a few bodies. Which was a good start, you know.
And where did you go in France? What do you remember of the actual trip? Did you actually go to France on these trips?
Just off Dunkirk to take care of the smaller boats, you know, and tow them out and get them away.
So you wouldn't go in to the shore yourself? You were towing the small boats?
Yes, as they were coming out, you know, with them. We just picked them up. And
could you see what was happening on the beaches?
Not a lot, no.
You're too far off? Yeah. Were you attacked at all by a German aircraft?
We weren't, but you could see them.
Were you nervous?
Well, I wasn't too happy.
And anything else you remember about it? Now, what's the name of the ship? I can't quite read it in here. It's Mahalawe?
Milani. M-A-L-A-H-N-E, I think it is.
It's quite an unusual name.
Yes.
And how big was she? What type of a ship was she? I mean, it was a yacht, but how big?
It was a fair size. We only had two machine guns and a couple of depth charges aboard it for weapons, but I really couldn't say how lovely it was now. But
it was a big yacht.
Oh, yes. It was,
and Sopwith wasn't aboard.
Oh, no.
It had been taken over, really.
Over. It was a seafaring ship, you know.
And nothing else you remember about your time on her? Because you were only on a 10-day, you know, 10 days.
Yeah.
Now, what was life like in Portsmouth Barracks when you were, you know, the rest of the time? What was it like
well,
in there?
Well, I went back to the signal school in Portsmouth Barracks and continued training there, and I put in for a transfer to Seaman.
Now, what was the back, what, why?
I just couldn't get on with signalling.
Was it more, so was it all of it?
Well, all of it, really.
And
I don't suppose I was really interested, you know. I was more interested in the seamanship side.
And did they object? I mean, they'd spent some time training, you know, they don't know, and they're always, you know. How did they react when you asked?
Well, they said it was very rare to get a transfer to a seaman from signalman, but I must have been bad because I must have had a bad report, I should think, from the Milani.
From who?
From the Milani.
You know, oh, yes, yeah. So they allowed you to transfer?
Yeah. So then I transferred to the seaman part of the barracks, and then